With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockster. Let's go to the scoreboard in the NBA. The Mavericks beat the Hawks 109-95. Knicks come from 21 down to beat the Kings 120-109. Sixers 109-105 over the Heat, while the Warriors extended win streak to six games with a 133-110 win over the Rockets. And the Clippers snap a five-game skid, edging the Nuggets 102-100. Baseball, Guardians spoil the Twins' home opener 4-2. Royals rout the White Sox 10-1. Pirates 7-4 over the Nationals. Cardinals deal the Marlins their eighth straight loss 8-5. Tigers and the Mets split a pair. In the NHL, it was the Penguins 4-1 over the Capitals. The Lightning beat the Canadiens 7-4. Blue Jackets fall to the Islanders 4-2. Bruins beat the Hurricanes 4-1. Panthers rout the Senators 6-0. Predators beat the Blues, Jets beat the Flames, Avalanche over the Wild, and the Kings beat the Sharks. SRN Sports. A weekend sports car crash in Dallas involves an NFL player.
His lawyer says Kansas City Chiefs player Rashee Rice was the driver of one of two speeding sports cars seen after causing a weekend highway crash in Dallas. The vehicle driven by Rice and a Corvette he owns, driven by another person, caused much in a four-vehicle chain reaction crash. Rice's attorney is Texas State Senator Royce West.
Mr. Rice acknowledged that he was driving the Lamborghini.
West says the 23-year-old Rice, who has publicly acknowledged responsibility, hopes to make full restoration.
He's a young man that made a mistake.
West says he expects Rice will face charges. I'm Norman Hall.
Big basketball weekend for college hoops. It's women's Final Four tonight. Tomorrow night, the men take the court. And in racing, NASCAR and Xfinity Series at the Martinsville Speedway this weekend. With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra.